Now you will see us, the LWML people. I've lost my notes now. I don't know where I'm at. Everywhere, as you get around, we are involved in many different activities. One of our main activities that we have is the Fall Bazaar. And that blesses us with lots of money. Otherwise, we'd be having a bake sale every week for you guys. So we just have the one big money-raising thing. And our monies, we have vowed, will go to the missions locally and whatever LWML has designed as their mission for that month. That is one of our things that we've decided to do. Some of the things that we do are, you'll see us involved in freezer meals, and that's preparing meals that go in the freezer that would be taken to people in need. Like if you've had surgery, your family needs food, they take that. Pastor visits the sick, and he'll go in and grab some of the meals and take that to him. So we're very involved in that. We also are involved in Camp Lutherwood. We give directly to the Camp Lutherwood, and we also give scholarship to the youth so that they can go to Lutherwood. We're involved with PIAC, Philomath Youth Activity Club, CEF, the Children's Evangelical Fellowship, where they meet after school and learn about Jesus. Compassion Ministries, another ministry to meet with people to tell them about Jesus. We are involved with the Philomath Community Services and June's Kids Closet. The Performing Arts at Philomath High School. And we've supported the youth in the National Youth Gatherings, getting them there with their transportation costs. You will also find us in various positions throughout the church. We provide cakes for confirmation and baptisms, special birthdays. You know, if you get above 90, you might find us celebrating your birthday. We help with Seder meals. You will see our presence all over. It's because our mission, we decided last year we would write out our mission. And our mission at Peace Lutheran, I guess I kind of misplaced that. What did I put that? One would be to build a community of friendship and fellowship among the people here at Peace. That was very important to us that we do that. We want to take care of our members and the people that come here. So we do provide meals, not just freezer meal, but we will make direct home visits to people that need a meal, like if you've had surgery or been sick. We function to bring everyone together and have a good time. We've had stargazing. We've had music on the patio. There's been cooking classes. So we've done quite a few things to help build this community of friendship and fellowship. And then, of course, we are vowed to support the social and other ministries in Philomath and Corvallis. So our monies do go out, and we do proclaim the Great Commission. And we invite you all to serve the Lord with gladness, as we do. And anybody that's interested in becoming more active in the guild, you can see any one of us with purple on and we'll help you. Every woman in here is considered a guild member. Some of you are more active and come to the monthly meetings and help to make decisions of where our monies will go, and we become aware of who needs help, you know, and pray for people. So we get a little bit more involved. And you can be as involved as you want. You can come to those meetings and get involved, or you can support us with your mites and your prayers. So let's all go out and serve the Lord with glad.
Thanks, Peggy. Just a couple other announcements to share before we begin our service. The first is that this Friday we have a blood drive here at Peace. There are some slots that are still open, about 8 of them as of this morning. If you want to donate blood, that's great. If you want to volunteer as well, we need volunteers. If you'd like to volunteer, see Ellen in the back if you'd like to take part in that. The blood drive is Friday, October 14th. We're also starting up another Tables of Peace opportunity over the next 3 months, beginning in November. If you'd like to participate in Tables of Peace, groups, small groups of fellowship over a meal, about 8 people at a host's house for discussion and building that friendship and fellowship. If you'd like to take part in Tables of Peace, there's a sign up on the bulletin board in the hallway headed into the fellowship hall. One other big announcement we'll share, and that is that the Ladies Guild is going to provide for us lunch today. They're going to be getting some pizza right after church ends. Figaro's delivering a whole bunch of pizzas, so you'll want to stick around for fellowship and checking in with one another in the fellowship hall. I'd also like to give recognition too this morning for Karen Stanley. She's leading us here on the piano. Thank you, Karen, for being here and giving us your talents and skills. Let us begin our worship service as it is projected. Our opening hymn, which is Christ is our Cornerstone.